This is Insight. I'm Anne-Marie Awad. In light of a national conversation about police use of force, body cameras for officers have been touted as a solution. Last week, the Baton Rouge Police Department announced they would be piloting the devices with 100 officers. Here with me is Rebecca Allen, government reporter for The Advocate, to talk about it some more. Hello.
Hi.
Earlier this year, the Metro Council actually rejected a proposal to mandate the cameras, citing cost concerns. So I know that the part of the pilot is to determine the cost, but is the pilot going to move forward if it's already the mandate has already been rejected?
Well, that was just for the mandate. The Metro Council as a whole is very open and supportive of the body cameras. The police chief's very supportive of them. The mayor's office, they all said that they wanted them. They just said that they couldn't mandate them for 400 officers without knowing how much it's going to cost, without having a policy in place. There's a lot of unanswered questions. The police chief said he didn't know exactly how much it would cost for 400 cameras because you're not just talking about the cost for purchasing the cameras. You're talking about server space, training, things like that. So he says that he wants to start with this 100 cameras, test it out for 10 months, and then after that, then they can evaluate and they'll know these are the issues that we're having, these are the issues we're having with the public, and these are the costs that we can assume if we scale it to, you know, the entire size of the force.
And other police departments are implementing them. Do you know at all how they're handling the cost?
So I do know that the New Orleans Police Department has had them since about the middle of last year. And their five-year costs are about $2.7 million, and that's for 620 cameras.
Wow. So that's not too much larger than the BRPD, because you said the BRPD is about 400.
Yes. I mean, that's, you know, 50% larger.
Right.
Than their needs, and it's a different company. So, I mean, they're using Taser International, which is a very large body camera company. We, in Baton Rouge Police Department, they're using L3, and they're using L3 because it works seamlessly with their dash cam program. So they kind of wanted something that could save them a little money on that instead of having to start their infrastructure from scratch.
I see. Now, there's grants available for this type of thing. There's actually federal grants available, but I believe Baton Rouge got passed over.
So there are federal opportunities to fund these. I think Thibodeau got some federal funding, or they got a grant to purchase their body cameras, and I think they were the first in the state to use the body cameras. They're also a lot smaller.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that the New Orleans Police Department uses grant funding. I think they use city funding. And the fact of the matter is that these have become extremely popular for police departments across the nation for the past year, ever since, you know, the things we saw starting in Ferguson, Missouri, and then, you know, that dialogue continuing across the country over the past year. So there has been an explosion in demand for these across the country. Taser International told me that 80% of their sales for body cameras came in the last 12 months.
Wow.
And that was for 1,200 law enforcement agencies across the country.
And you mentioned earlier that it is smaller police departments in the state that have kind of taken to it quicker. Like, you see bigger ones like Monroe and Lafayette are considering it right now?
So Lafayette has the funds allocated, and they're supposed to be purchasing them soon.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I think that it's 200 cameras for $270,000, and I think that they're getting them next month.
Okay. And they will be rolled out right away, or are they going to be piloted as well?
I think that they're going to be rolled out right away, but I'm not an expert on that.
Okay. And what about Monroe?
I don't know about Monroe, but I think it is easier on a small scale because you're dealing with less equipment.
Right, right.
It's less expensive.
Right. I think the last thing that I had heard was that Monroe had put out a call for bids.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So, I mean, it's a little bit easier. There's a little less scrutiny, you know. New Orleans is, I mean, they've been heavily scrutinized already. They're kind of probably leading the way as far as bigger cities and in Louisiana.
Right. But the small, like I said, smaller departments like Natchitoches, Walker, Thibodeau, like you had mentioned earlier, like those are already rolled out, ready to go. Their officers are equipped. You know, it seems like it's definitely more sustainable, like you said, for smaller departments because you're just dealing with fewer pieces of equipment. But, you know, I guess what's the answer for larger cities? How can larger cities afford to pay for these programs that are now in demand since the things we saw in Ferguson?
I guess it's just a matter of priority. That's what at least Metro Councilwoman Denise Marcel would say, because mm-hmm. she has been pushing these, you know, very hard for more than a year now. I mean, we have dash cameras. You know, that's a that's a program, that's a technology we've had for several years now. So this is just something new that, you know, they're going to have to decide if they want. And I think that they probably will eventually.
One of the other concerns that I heard cited a few times were privacy.
Right. Yeah, it is very different. It's a really different animal than the dash cams, because everything that's caught on a dash cam is caught in like a public sphere. You know, if something happens in the middle of the street, if somebody walks by in a, you know, and they're caught, like some sort of bystander is caught on tape, you know, it's a public sphere. So the privacy concern doesn't exist there the way it does for an officer who's wearing a body camera, who's walking into a house, who sees on their camera, you know, the belongings in the house, other people in the house, children, things like that. So there's a huge privacy concern for these departments that they're all sort of dealing with.
Right, right. And I see that, like, part of the reason for the pilot program with BRPD is to kind of figure out issues like this.
Right.
I see. And do you know if they're kind of communicating with other police departments in the state that have already rolled these programs out?
I think that's what the next 10 months is about for them. But, you know, there's certainly other departments out there that are dealing with this that they can look to. Like I reported, South Carolina became the first state, I think it was this year, that actually mandated them for police departments. So there was a bill that came out and says, if you're a police department, you have to have these cameras. But in the same bill, it said that the material caught on the body cameras isn't a public record.
Oh, I see. That's interesting, because
it is interesting because dash cams are public records. And anything that's actually created, any document, any video that's created, you know, by a government entity is a public record.
Right. And so it would seem that if these are not a public record, to some, that would defeat the point.
I think that some people would agree with that. I think a lot of people would agree with that.
Yeah. Marjorie Esmond of ACLU of Louisiana had said that if the camera footage is not a public record, that's a violation of the First Amendment.
Right.
And I also know that the ACLU had actually put out guidance for police departments when it comes to body cam privacy. Can you point to any examples for departments that have policies put in place already for it? You said that South Carolina, they're not a public record.
Right.
Can you think of any places where they are?
I don't know. You know, it's kind of a new animal for us, so I don't know enough about, like, what New Orleans is doing to see. I know that the ACLU has also a lot of concerns about how the police use those videos. Like, if they have an interaction with a person and, you know, there's some stuff going on in the background, and then it ends up not being an arrest, do they just file this away? And then do they just keep this government database of people and they can pull it out and use it for later? That's their concern. Mm-hmm. So the ACLU is also very concerned that, you know, if it's a video that doesn't result in an arrest, that maybe that there should be a process in place that, you know, gets that out of the system a little bit quicker.
I see. Well, I guess we'll be watching it over the next 10 months.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Rebecca, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
For Insight, I'm Anne Maria Wadd.